In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers and select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Uh-oh, little Sheryl Crow?
Is it?
Yeah, I think.
It is.
The Goo!
Okay. I like Sheryl Crow. When was this from, though? This must be kind of newish.
It is not newish. It's from the movie Cars, which came out in 2006.
Hey, Risotto, what's the name of the song?
Real Gone.
This is pretty new.
Snotty Stop.
In fact, I think it's her latest hit. Jeez. Talking about... Why does Steve Kerr hate Jonathan Kuminga?
That's the writer in you.
How about this? I'll start it here. If Kuminga is as good as a lot of people think he is, right? Shouldn't there be a run on him in the offseason? Shouldn't there be 10 teams saying, let's go get this guy?
Well,
or let's try?
I'm bad at analogies, but I like trying. It's like when I was single. All it takes is one when I go to the club. You want to dance and meet somebody. It's not about, oh, did you meet 8 or 7? All it takes is the right one. And if you meet one, that's all that matters. I think Jonathan Kuminga is going to have some team want his services. I mentioned some to you in the green room. Like, man, I could see, what about the Nuggets? Couldn't they use a Kuminga starting or even coming off the bench? I don't know. I just think about all these teams that are devoid of what Jonathan Kuminga possesses. And it's just, Willard, I'm going to leave you alone because you're my guy. But you and Willard have tricked me or tried to back me into this corner and make me ashamed that I'm the guy that says points per game is all that matters in basketball. No, that's how you win the game, the most points. But I'm just telling you, Steiny, it just sounds like Steve Kerr obviously is okay with Kuminga going somewhere else. They got a cool relationship. And the rat on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control this morning on Payday Friday. I really believe if we got a chance to talk to Jonathan Kuminga, Steiny, he probably would say, not damage, but so much has been done where you guys, the team has shown me that you guys are okay without me. It's just time to move on. Doesn't that make sense?
If it makes sense for the Warriors.
Yeah, if you could get something back.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if it makes sense for the Warriors.
That's all.
All right, 888-957-9570. Let's start getting into it. Let's go to Murad in Walnut Creek. What's going on, man?
Hi, guys. I have to agree with you, Steiny. I think that the thing is with Kuminga, if we say, like, is he great or good basketball player or great or good athlete? And I would say he's great or good athlete, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's above and beyond his athleticism.
Right.
And there's a difference. And I feel like the Warriors have observed him for the last 4 years, and I think it's probably his approach to the game, like the little stuff, and, you know, how he approaches practice. He apparently wasn't there for the last two off seasons, right? I think that's a big thing as well. I mean, coaches watch it. And besides, I don't think Steve Kerr is the only one who makes the decisions. when they're, you know, the whole coaching staff and the front office. And maybe Kuminga just thinks he's better than he thinks than he thinks he is, right? Maybe he thinks he's already Kobe Bryant or whatnot. And at some point, they're like, you need more than an athlete. I watched him actually also, like, you know, during the playoff run and before that too, when we, you know, when we were trying to get into the playoffs. Kuminga was always checked out at timeouts. He would not, you know, and coaches see that. He wouldn't, like, look into, like, listen to the coach. And even, you know, Spencer was, like, in the huddle, listening to the coach, looking at what he was drawing up, et cetera, et cetera. And Kuminga was most of the time off to the side. And I think they might be like, you know, Kuminga, you're a great athlete, but you're not there yet as a basketball player. And we need more. We want more. And the question is, like, can you get that? I mean, you both hoop too, right? And,
yeah,
and there's these athletes that are just, they're great basketball. I mean, they're great athletes, but they think they don't have to do more than others. Mm. And I think, you know, the mentality, how you approach practice, how you listen to coaches, the film room, and all these things come into it. And maybe there's more to it than we, of course, know. And Steve Kerr, he's the voice, obviously, for the coaching staff in the front office, and he has to voice certain things, and we kind of blame it always on him, but I think there's more to it. That's just my take.
Yeah, thanks, Murad, and I think Kerr's alluded, more than alluded to it now.
No doubt.
Obviously, they didn't like he hasn't been around the last two summers.
That was interesting. That was. I know if I was trying to make an impression or change something, Steiny, about, you know, my workplace and showing up to the lab and studying was something that, you know, I think could help me, that I would be here. And for Kerr kind of just to drop that nugget again, I would give the point to Kerr and not Kuminga. Man, I got to be careful here, Stoney. That's the least you can do. But I thought in the NBA you work out where you work out, Nate. You got who you need with you wherever you're at.
If here's the other thing that doesn't make sense to me. If Joe Lacob is so in love with Jonathan Kuminga, yeah, and he's his biggest fan, at some point over the last 4 years, he would have told Steve Kerr, you got to play this kid, period.
Yeah.
And if Kerr didn't play him, well, then either Lacob's got to do something or Lacob's got to live with the coach that he hired and just extend it again last year. When people, you know, everybody wants to say, well, whose fault is it? It's everybody's fault.
Okay.
And it's Joe Lacob's fault and Mike Dunleavy's fault because they sent a message.
I like that, man.
They sent a message to every Warrior fan. The only thing that matters right now is this illusion of winning another championship for Steph Curry. And Steph's 37 years old. And they have basically said, we know he's 37. We know Draymond's 35, but we are still going to do everything and anything to get them another ring. And quite frankly, I mean, I think that's pie in the sky.
Mm. Wow, Steiny. And
I mean, you're really, and this is where I'm at. People think, oh, Steiny, you want to get rid of Kuminga? No, I don't. I don't at all. In fact, like, I don't know what this team really thinks is going to happen when they continue to rely on Draymond, Steph, and Butler. How much longer do they have to prove, and I get Butler's only been here for a half a season, how much longer do those guys have to prove that they're not the players they were, and if they're the best three players on your team, you're not going to go far in the playoffs? So what Kuminga to me is really a victim of is this team wants to stay old for the foreseeable future, and they've made that crystal clear. Well, guess what? You want to go old? Your 22-year-old's going to feel it. You want to go old? Jordan Poole's going to feel it. You want to go old? Moses Moody's going to struggle to get on the court his first couple years.
That's heavy.
That's the reality of the situation. Mm. And Steve Kerr's saying, if I need to win a title, I can't play this guy as much as people want me to play him because he's not good enough.
Yeah, and he said that this week. My job is to win. That was heavy.
All right, let's go. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say what I do like about what you said, what stood out to me, Stani, is you're not putting it all at the doorstep of Jonathan Kuminga.
Of course not.
And I appreciate that. I am no Jonathan Kuminga lover. I've told you I'm disappointed in his handle. I'm disappointed he hasn't licked at pods and said, okay, how can I stay on the court and let me improve the rebound? And like, that shouldn't even have to be told. All I'm saying to you is I'm the talent guy. I can see the talent. And I feel like with what you said, the thesis of the Warriors is we're going to ride Steph, Dre, and Jimmy to the wheels fall off. Well, they can't do it by themselves. They need some youngsters, and I believe they need some youngsters with some of the skill set that Jonathan has. So it's almost like, Stani, go in a lab or a room and make it work. I know it's more than that, but right now it just seems like for both parties, if the Warriors could get the right compensation, they cannot give Kuminga what I think he wants in his career right now.
I don't think they can either. I think they've made that clear, not just with the way they've approached Kuminga, but with the way they've approached Curry and Draymond Green. They're not ready, and I'm not saying, you know, move Curry, but they're not ready to make Butler, Draymond Green, or Steph Curry any less important than they have been for most of their careers. Let's go to Alex in Hayward. What's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, first of all, let me give Guru some flowers here. I'm going to say thank you and amen for you saying that you would have Kuminga over Pods, especially in the playoff situation. Now, Stani, I take what you say very seriously because you seem like you have most of the things on point. But with Pods, just the eye test, this kid was like a deer in the headlight look through the playoffs. He couldn't take a shot for the life of him. He could take it, and he wasn't confident. Yeah, Kuminga come off the bench, just basically got drafted to go in for that particular series and just took the brunt of it and say, I'm going to go score. He wasn't afraid of the moment. So you can't equate those two to be the same. I think you got to take Kuminga all day long. Now, as far as the development side of it, these last 4 years, who knows? The kid could have a case of ADHD when it comes to basketball. You got to take some time and invest in this kid. And in my opinion, he's worth doing that because the athletic portion of this kid and what he brings to the table is unheard of, is what I've seen in the Warriors so far. You got to take that investment and run with it. Steve's got to understand that as a coach, and that's probably why the players like him and some of the coaches are having a hard time coaching him to get to where he wants to be. But that's my take on it. That's what I'm seeing,
hey,
guys.
Hey, Alex, ask me if I'm at a playground playing pickup basketball. I got the last pick, and Kuminga's standing there. And forget pickup. It's a good game. Kuminga's standing there and Pods is standing there. Who do you think I'm taking?
I'm going to give you one better. This game, after this game, you guys get $100,000 or whoever wins this game. I'm taking Kuminga.
I'm taking Kuminga too. I'm just saying that right now, I think Steve Kerr thinks that Pajemski's a better all-around player.
He is, but he's been developed. He's easier to develop than maybe he's a coach. You got to take that chance with Kuminga because I'm pretty sure he can get to the promised land with this kid. He just may be harder to coach than most people realize.
That's fair. Appreciate the call, Alex.
And real quick, Stani, to that one, I got excited because I've been there. Who you picking? But and I know you're not saying this, and either as a caller, but Paz is the least – he's not in Kuminga's way at all. It's just he's more developed. Did he come to the Warriors that way? And did he work on it when he got here? I'm assuming yes, but – again, I'm not exonerating Jonathan Kuminga for not making progress in 4 years, and he's made some, but obviously not enough to make an impression on his coach.
I'll guess, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Yeah, I mean, I think Kuminga's obviously got a bigger upside than Brandon. The other thing is,
will he ever get it here, though? Will he ever reach even come close to the upside? Because it's nothing if you don't tap into it.
And why? Listen, I agree. Pajemski has a much longer leash than Kuminga, and that's there's some unfairness there. The problem Kuminga has, again, is he's a forward, and they have made it clear. They're building around Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. Like, that's what it means when you say, we're going to try to get Steph another title. And Brandon Pajemski has no competition virtually in the backcourt in terms of, you know, there's no Draymond, outside of Steph, there's no Draymond Green. There's no Jimmy Butler. So it is unfair that Pods gets a long leash, but that's because the roster's constructed in a way that they don't have as many good guards as good forwards.
Yeah, and the question is, what are they going to do?
Exactly. Christian in Fairfield. Hey, Christian.
What's up, fellas? Tiny Goo, my guys. How y'all doing?
Hey. Doing well. Thanks, man.
So, my best friend, who I played with at San Francisco State, played in the Philippines, Saudi Arabia, and Sweden. He's a pro. He coaches for Nike Elite. Goo, I can DM you on Twitter. His name, him and Phil are best friends. That's how I met Phil a couple of times. All right. So, he played at Club One. I said, do you know this guy? He said, you look familiar. So, in basketball terms, you was on the court.
No, I played.
So, yes, you did. So, okay, here we go. So when he was overseas, his team went to the championship. He said, we watched your show yesterday on YouTube, and I watched Willard and Dibs with him when we were hanging out, because he coaches Nike NorCal Elite, like I said, and they lost, and he was venting, because he coaches a lot of Kamingas, because they only care about scoring. So then he gave me this tip for y'all. When he was in the Philippines, a guy came, averaged 45 for the week, and got sent home. Because the coach does not care about your PPG. He cares about everything else Kerr was saying. Now, Kerr hasn't given up on Kuminga, if you listen to that. And this is the first time Kuminga is going to come in the summer to work on the things that Kerr says he's deficient in. So next year we might see another Kuminga. But what we're going to see in the market, what Steiny just brought up, no one wants that. No coach. If Tiny's text tells you the truth of what Finch tells him, he don't want a guy that's not on the defensive rotations. I gave the example when you were on vacation, Goo, in North Carolina with Evan and Steiny about the defensive stuff. So that's where we're at with Kuminga. He laid it all on the line. Whether the fans are going to accept it or not, it's on him. But he's one-dimensional. He can score, and that's not winning basketball. And I'll give you one, Steiny, because you made fun of me when I pulled the hammy in the triple overtime, because I was out of shape. I was partying.
Wow.
I was partying. You were right. But here's another one. I was Kuminga, like how you said that what your dad told you, Steiny. Well, I'll give you guys even one better, and you can Google this. Brian Fogle was the assistant coach. He coached the state. Then he was the head coach at Davis. He was Steve Kerr's teammate. I was Kuminga. I would want a 1-4 flat, 1-4 flat, get out of my way, and just go to work. That wouldn't work. And he would try to reach me, tell me all the things. Basically, yeah, I was great on defense, but, you know, he would give me what I needed to work on. And then one day, because he couldn't get to me, he goes, Steve Kerr used to do this. Now, mind you, Steve Kerr was on the Bulls. This was 91-92. And I said, Steve Kerr don't even get in the game. I sat on the bench for 2 years. My junior year, I turned into Steph Curry because I did everything the coach asked. So we're not going to see Kuminga play until he does everything the coach asked.
Thanks.
That's just how it works in basketball.
Yeah, appreciate it, Christian.
But we're in the fourth year. Like, how many times has this record played or this song played, Steiny? So we're going to find out what's going on. And I just feel like if I were to ask you what letter grade would you give Kuminga and everybody involved, just the Warriors, everybody that you said was at fault for maybe him not being where he should be, what letter grade would you give just the whole JK experience in 4 years? Because that's a lot of time to me.
Yeah, I give him a C, everybody a C. Yeah. But, and this is where – and I've been trying to hammer this home, and I get it. It's not going to register with everybody, but I don't think 4 years is a long time for Jonathan Kuminga.
Mm.
And again,
has he bought himself some more time? That's what we're going to find out.
He's absolutely an NBA player. I don't know if he's bought himself time here.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
But I to have expected a guy 18 years. They drafted two projects. Wiseman and Kuminga, period. Projects. And sometimes projects never reach their potential. But I still view Kuminga as a young player. He's 22. Like, he should be coming out right now after getting seasoning for 4 years. But he's on a team that they value age, it seems like, right now. Marv's in Livermore. Hey, Marv.
Hey, fellas. Great show as always.
Thanks, man.
Steiny, I think you're a little softer than this. You're following the company line. And here's okay. why I say that. Because I think it's disingenuous for Steve Kerr to compare Kuminga to, hey, look at what Aaron Gordon ran through in Orlando and then see what he did when he got to Denver.
Right.
The issue is if you compare Kuminga to the guys that came out in the draft, look at their first 4 years or 3 years. Look at Wagner. They all made mistakes. They're able to play the game and make the mistakes and then learn how to get better. You don't get better in practice, and you don't get better when your coach nitpicks you and takes you out of the game because you're not rebounding. And this myth that he's such a terrible rebounder that he gets zero is not true. He averages 4.8 for his career. Pods at 5.8, and half of those come from the free throw line. So the issue has been Kerr didn't give him the leash that the guys in his draft class got who signed contract. Like Jalen Suggs averaged 12 points a game. He got $30 million a year. Wagner got $50 million, $45 million a year because they were able to play NBA games against NBA talent and build on that from their mistakes on the court, not in practice. Then the second thing I'll leave you with is Kerr has got to make a mistake on Pods. Pods hustles, but Pods is not better than Austin Reeves. And Austin Reeves was once untouchable. And now because what Minnesota did to him, just like Houston and Minnesota did to Pods, the ceiling is not high on those guys. So Pods cannot be our third best player. He's not better than Austin Reeves. So Kerr saying, hey, he's just a ball player, he's this or that, hey, he might be. But to get us, you look at the young teams, Houston, OKC, Minnesota, Pods cannot take that next level and be your second best player. So I think Kerr's made two mistakes in this.
Well, let me just ask you this before you go. Like, you're right. Kuminga hasn't had the runway of Wagner and some of those other guys. Why not?
Well, because he came to a team that had the best player, so it wasn't his fault. The circumstance came in, so Warriors probably should have drafted a four-year college player, not somebody who needs to get on the court and learn from their mistakes.
He's got his hands up, man.
Hey, Marv. Yeah, Marv. I think you're right, Marv. I think you're absolutely
right. They chose this life, Stoney. The Warriors did.
And nobody wants to hear this either, but they chose projects because they thought their run was over. I am totally convinced of that.
Now that's just...
I am completely convinced that they thought it was over after the Clay injury his second year.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know what? Let's take two guys that we think have monumental upside. And you know what? We can wait a few years because we're not in title contention. But they were. And they ended up being in title contention. And I think that year took a lot of people by surprise.
And that's why came up with the two timeline, that doesn't match. If you still got Steph Curry and you're taking a chance, those two guys that you're taking a chance on aren't going to be able to flourish because of Steph and is what he is. Wasn't like you were trading the chef.
Right.
So I would have went with the for sure more than the, oh, we could gamble because it's over. Yeah. How'd it work out?
888-957-9570 is the number. We'll keep getting into it. And then we'll put it to bed for Memorial Day weekend until something else happens. I do think it's fascinating. Yes, the way Steve Kerr is talking about Kuminga right now, and it's probably because he's getting asked about it more than any other player. But there's no doubt he's as candid as he's ever been about Kuminga, and
Does it change your view?
How are the Warriors fans feeling about what Steve Kerr is saying about Jonathan Kuminga and maybe why he's saying it? 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was sponsored by Lucky California.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers in select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Life offers us choices. When shopping for a luxury SUV, you should have the same benefit. The 2025 Lincoln Corsair SUV offers a traditional gas powertrain and the plug-in hybrid Grand Touring model. The spirit of choice continues with several available features to leave you reinvigorated, including perfect position massaging front seats, the jet appearance package, panoramic vista roof, and more. With an impressive list of both standard and available features, the right choice becomes clear. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary.